Hello everybody. This week we're continuing looking at the Psalms, and it's Psalm 19. And we're going to practice Lectio Divina, which you may never have heard of. It's an ancient Christian practice which is becoming increasingly popular among followers of Jesus today. Lectio Divina is Latin for divine reading. It's a way of reading scripture slowly and meditatively. As we read, we invite God's Spirit to speak to us and meet us wherever we are at, with whatever he has for us. Reading the Bible is a way of encountering God himself. In many of the Psalms you will see the word Selah after a paragraph. It is believed to be a musical term asking the reader, or the singer, as many Psalms were in fact sung, to pause or consider, to pause in God's presence. With Lectio Divina we are deliberately pausing in God's presence throughout the whole Psalm, not in a bid to gain literary knowledge, but rather to give our souls space and time to hear what God has to say to us. The passage is read 3 times slowly. The first time, simply absorb it, and maybe notice a word or a phrase that stands out for you. There's no right or wrong answer, and if nothing jumps out, then that's okay too. After the second reading, you might like to think more deeply about that word or phrase, or pick a word if one hasn't come to mind. Is there something that seems unfamiliar or is new to you? Be aware of any emotions or memories it brings to mind. Following the third reading, talk to God about why this caught your attention. What's he trying to say to you? Spend time talking with God about what you're feeling or hearing. Maybe journal or draw your prayer, and remember to take time in the silence to listen for his voice. When I've finished reading 3 times, I invite you to reflect on how you can integrate these words into your life. You may simply want to wait on God, enjoying his companionship, pondering what you have read. You will recognise the last verses of this psalm from previous podcasts. These verses are said silently 3 times a day in Jewish worship. Not a bad place to start. I'm going to read Psalm 19 3 times slowly in different translations. The New International Version, the Passion Translation, and finally the NRSV. Just 1 word before I read for the first time. There's a phrase that's been translated in a way that has caused untold angst and misrepresentation. When you hear the phrase, the fear of the Lord, this is not to be afraid of God, it is rather an honour and respect. So let's begin by quietening ourselves and preparing to hear God speak to us today. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. but who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. God's splendour is a tale that is told, written in the stars. Space itself speaks his story through the marvels of the heavens. His truth is on tour in the starry vault of the sky, showing his skill in creation's craftsmanship. Each day gushes out its message to the next, night by night whispering its knowledge to all. Without a sound, without a word, without a voice being heard, yet all the world can hear its echo. Everywhere its message goes out. What a heavenly home God has set for the sun, shining in the superdome of the sky. See how he leaves his celestial chamber each morning, radiant as a bridegroom, ready for his wedding. Like a day-breaking champion eager to run his course. He rises on one horizon, completing his circuit on the other, warming lives and lands with his heat. Yahweh's word is perfect in every way. How it revives our souls. Yahweh's laws lead us to truth, and his ways change the simple into wise. Yahweh's teachings are right and make us joyful. His precepts are so pure. Yahweh's commands challenge us to keep close to his heart. The revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant. Yahweh's decrees are trustworthy. The fear of Yahweh is pure, enduring forever. The rarest treasures of life are found in his truth. That's why God's word is prized like other prize the finest gold. Sweeter also than honey are his living words, sweet words dripping from the honeycomb. For they warn us, your servants, and keep us from following the wicked way, giving a lifetime guarantee, great success to every obedient soul. How would I discern the waywardness of my heart? Lord, forgive my hidden flaws whenever you find them. Keep cleansing me, God, and keep me from my secret selfish sins. May they never rule over me. For only then will I be free from fault and remain innocent of rebellion. So may the words of my mouth, my meditation thoughts, and every movement of my heart be always pure and pleasing, acceptable before your eyes, Yahweh, my only Redeemer, my Protector. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring for ever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.